Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 34. Tonight, clear with a low of 15. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. FNB's Tri-County Banking Center in Grayville will begin serving customers from its new location on 113 South Court Street next Tuesday, January 18th. In preparation for the move, the branch will be closed this Saturday. The bank says the new 3,800-square-foot facility will provide more conveniences for customers, with a state-of-the-art lobby and drive-thru. FNB President and CEO Joey Hungerford says they've been honored to be part of the Grayville community for many years and are excited to see the new facility come to fruition. Additionally, the ATM at the current Grayville location will move to the new facility on Wednesday. During that move, customers should visit the FNB ATM at Rest Up Campground. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Orthopedic Services wants you to know that you don't have to deal with the hassle of driving out of town. Dr. Corey Blanc, MD, and PA Rebecca Blanc sees patients here in Fairfield. Dr. Blanc provides services such as total hip, knee, and shoulder replacements and many more orthopedic surgeries. Call 618-847-4282 to make your appointment today. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
In other news, Wayne County deputies arrested several people over the weekend. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Cody R. Smith was arrested Saturday night on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the setting and posting of bond. 27-year-old Sisney resident Corey J. Reinbold was arrested Saturday night on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence, and he was released after posting bond. 47-year-old Fairfield resident Thomas J. Sudarth was arrested Friday on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a revoked license. He was released after posting $595 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the calendar year 2021. The district recorded 14,712 incidents during the year. Enforcement figures totaled 6,204 citations and 11,713 written warnings, including 3,186 speeding citations, 46 DUIs, 644 occupant restraint citations, 3,726 written warnings for speeding, and 155 criminal arrests, 4,229 citations, and 4,573 written warnings were issued for the Fatal Four violations of speeding, DUI, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 772 motorists, conducted 1,700 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 391 traffic crashes. There were 11 fatal traffic crashes, resulting in 12 fatalities investigated by District 19 in 2021. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. The White County Farm Bureau will partner with the American Red Cross on January 17th to hold a blood drive at its office building on 304 East Robinson Street in Carmi. The drive will be held from 1 to 5, and people can schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. All donors will receive a free T-shirt, and each pint of blood collected can help save up to 3 lives. Anyone wanting to volunteer should contact Debbie Hoskins at 382-8512. The next drive in Fairfield will be at the Community of Christ Church on Wednesday. That drive will run from 11:30 to 5:30. The deaths of two Illinois Department of Children and Family Services investigators have prompted a new bill. The measure increases the penalties for attacking a DCFS worker. A similar law already applies to police officers, firefighters, and other first responders. Senator Doris Turner says something needs to be done after the murders of Pamela Knight in 2017 and Deidre Silas last week.
At some point, we have to move past offering our thoughts and prayers and put something in place that will seek to deter these types of senseless acts and also to hold people accountable. Everyone deserves the opportunity to work in peace and freedom and under safe circumstances. And, you know, and with this legislation, I'm committed to protecting those who work in this field.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says he supports the bill. The city of Fairfield continues to investigate the possibility of implementing a business district. Mayor Mike Dreith says a committee discussing the possibility learned last week that action will have to be taken to put it in place in a matter of months if it's to be realized.
If we're going to get this done so that it really benefits the downtown business district, it's got to be done by the end of March. Our consultant who's helping us work through it, there's a committee that involves downtown business folks. And essentially, to be able to get things done, to identify specifically what the district is, the area that we're talking about, and to get it through city council action, it has to be done in the next 2.5 months.
Appearing on Morning Coffee last week, Mayor Dreith says the district could bring in money for a variety of projects.
The outer facade of businesses. We can actually purchase property. There are some buildings in downtown that I'd like to purchase, and they're really not viable anymore. We need to get rid of them and replace them with possibly, you know, downtown parks, etc. Signage, landscaping, all the things that would make downtown more attractive to new business and more sustainable for the people that already have invested down there. For me, downtown is the front porch, and you got to take care of the front porch. And so that's really my focus. And we've got some great people on this committee, and the city council is leaning into this. So I think it's going to be a good deal.
Among other things, the district could implement a 1% sales tax for businesses in its boundaries. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. Aldermen are scheduled to discuss two ordinances under routine business. One pertains to the regulation of video gaming, and the other concerns the electric utility and customer utility connection fees. The council is also set to authorize a lease agreement with Wainwright Electric. In other business, aldermen will hear the annual audit report from Kemper CPA, discuss the Motor Fuel Tax 2020 compliance review, and recognize a Smile Award winner. First announced by the mayor in October, the award stands for Shines, Motivates, Inspires, Leads, and Excels, and winners are to be announced quarterly. The first winner was Christy Horning. The Fairfield Community High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl team went 5-2 in the Illinois High School Scholastic Bowl Coaches Association Turnabout Tournament on Saturday, earning 7th place. FCHS claimed wins over Effingham B, Edwards County, Totopolis A, and Carterville in pool play, and fell to Cumberland, earning a tie for first. Fairfield lost the tiebreaker and went to a silver bracket, where they fell to Effingham A and again defeated Edwards County. Trenton Jones was named to the all-tournament team and paced Fairfield with 28 answered toss-ups. Cale Simpson added 18, Hunter Biggs 7, Aiden Whitfield 5, and Cody Wick 2. Also participating for FCHS were Kyan August, Tyler Coker, and Avery Stentz. Fairfield is coached by Tammy Austin. Edwards County went 2-5 at the tournament and finished in 8th place in the 12-team field. Emma Wiseman led the Lions with 20 answered toss-ups, earning her a spot on the all-tournament team. Zoe Barnes added 16 toss-ups, Molly Swordstrom 7, and Judah Henson 3. Allie Barnes rounded out the team. The Lions are coached by Will Swordstrom. According to dph.illinois.gov, as of Friday afternoon, Wayne County had administered 13,846 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. 5,868 people, or 35.93% of the population, were fully vaccinated. The Edwards County Health Office said 2,395 residents, or 37.5% of its population, were fully vaccinated on Wednesday. Wabash County said Wednesday 45.6% of its residents were fully vaccinated. Statewide, as of Friday, 60.9% of the population was fully vaccinated, including 70.46% of those over 18 and 85.14% of those at least 65. Again, per dph.illinois.gov, the latest 7-day positivity rate in Wayne County was 17.3%, with 840 total tests performed. The rate in Edwards County was 14.4% on Wednesday, and Wabash County had a 5.7% rate. Illinois Treasurer Mike Frericks is touting grant opportunities for small nonprofit organizations in Illinois. He says the program has existed for some time, but was only recently made available to nonprofits with an operating budget under $1 million.
Yeah, Charitable Trust is a grant-making program we operate in our office. We give out money for smaller nonprofits with operating budgets of less than $1 million a year who do work in helping people with food assistance, with housing assistance, or workforce and economic development. So we encourage smaller nonprofits that might be listening to go to our website at illinoistreasurer.gov and apply for a grant up to $25,000 to help deliver needed services to people in your community.
Again, that website is illinoistreasurer.gov. For the second consecutive year, Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza has announced a break for struggling taxpayers. Kim Howard reports.
Usually, fines like overdue parking tickets can be deducted from your state income tax return. But not this year for low to moderate wage taxpayers, says Comptroller Mendoza.
We want to make sure that we're really helping and targeting the working class folks in Illinois, giving them a little bit of a break at a time when I think they clearly need one. And that money could be better spent on making a mortgage payment or a rent payment or, frankly, pay for medicines in the middle of a pandemic. You know, a $100 ticket that has doubled to $200 and take that from someone's tax return who, you know, barely makes more than minimum wage for an entire year is just really overly burdensome.
Mendoza stresses that taxpayers will have to pay their fines eventually, just not this year. The deferment does not apply to overdue child support, which will be deducted. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
An Illinois law aimed at ending federal immigration detention in 2022 hit a snag earlier this month, and the change in two counties was delayed. Per a law signed in August by the governor, local governments in Illinois cannot enter new federal agreements allowing jails to house immigrant detainees, and they must end old agreements in 2022. Maryland, New Jersey, and several other states have enacted similar laws. Three Illinois counties with federal agreements had until the second to end contracts, and Pulaski County complied last year. McHenry and Kankakee counties challenged the law. Their case was dismissed last month, but a federal judge granted an extension while an appeal is considered, and authorities now have until Thursday to comply. Immigrant rights activists have celebrated the law, saying incarcerating people awaiting immigration proceedings is inhumane and costs too much money. Opponents say they will lose revenue, and ending the contracts creates new complications, such as moving detainees away from family. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Feel the thrill of faster internet from Sparklight with speeds up to 100 megs, just $39 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 for free installation and no contracts. Gig service and unlimited data are also available. Get award-winning internet, only $39 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 today. Offer ends March 31st, 2022. Includes 350 gig data plan. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Data speeds may be slowed if data usage exceeds 5 terabytes. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 35. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 35,832, down 399 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,651, down 286. February crude oil is at $78.28. That is down 62 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 64-year-old McLeansboro resident Jeannie Noss died on Thursday. Services will be today at 1 at Harry Funeral Home, and burial will be in Brush Harbor Cemetery. 86-year-old Flora resident Jackie Lloyd Wathen died on Friday. Services will be Thursday at 1 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment will be in the Oddfellow Cemetery in Xenia. 93-year-old Louisville resident Bernita L. Porter died on Thursday. Services will be today at 1 at Redbrush Christian Church, and burial will be in Redbrush Cemetery. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Daniil Olin Wilson died on Wednesday. Services will be Tuesday at 10 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 81-year-old Orchardville resident Jeanette C. Brashear died on Wednesday. Services will be Wednesday at 11 at Needmore Christian Church. Visitation will be Tuesday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Needmore Cemetery. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Is your family still growing? At Asbury & Associates, our expectant mothers are very special to us. While we strive to give the best care possible, we also want your experience to be comforting and memorable. Asbury & Associates physicians and certified nurse midwives specialize in all aspects of pregnancy. The miracle of life is one of God's greatest gifts, and we would be honored to share this milestone with you. Give Asbury & Associates a call, 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 34. Overnight tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 15. Tomorrow is calling for sunny skies with a high of 36, and overnight mostly clear with a low near 28. Wednesday and Thursday are calling for mostly sunny skies. Wednesday's high will be 47 with a low near 29. Thursday, high of 47 with a low around 30.